Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Margaret Ann Lembo, and I'm here today with you to assist in the process of getting focused, getting grounded, and time to meditate. So before we start, I wanted to touch base with you to let you know that we have some great things coming up. For those of you who live in South Florida locally, I have the Full Moon Drumming Circle and Shamanic Journey this coming Thursday night, March 5th, at the Crystal Garden. And to attend that, call 561-369-2836. That's thecrystalgarden.com. Full Moon Drumming and Shamanic Journey. That starts at 6:30 and lasts till around 8:30 or 9. And then I have my next event that I'm doing is a meditation live at the Crystal Garden next Monday at 6 o'clock. Every other week I do 1 week online, 1 week in person. Melissa Applegate will be doing her Channeling the Ones Who Watch Over next Wednesday, the 11th. And we have a special guest this Saturday and next Saturday, a book signing with Susan Lander. She's a Hay House author, and she wrote a book called Conversations with History. And she'll be also teaching a guide speak workshop on March 14th. And then remember that the new moon comes on March 19th, and I'll be doing a crystal singing bowl meditation at the Crystal Garden. Okay, now let's get down to our time together. The music I've chosen today is by Dean and Dudley Evanson. And this is from their CD called Chakra Healing. And starting out with the root chakra to realign and ground. And so we're going to start right away by focusing on our breath, the inhalation and the exhalation. Being aware that with every breath that you take, you're letting yourself get grounded and focused, that you're clearing out the day and focusing on this present moment. So in this present moment, hopefully you are, if you are at your computer, you've closed your eyes already. If you're somehow listening to this in public somewhere, hopefully you're in a place that is contemplative, where you can quiet your mind and perhaps close your eyes. Uncross your legs. I'm doing the same here. And focus on how the soles of your feet are connected with Mother Earth. Connecting and aligning with Mother Earth. Being aware that with every breath that you take, that you are connected with all that is. From the toes, the soles, the heels of your feet. Connecting with this great planet that we get to live on for a while. And then becoming aware of how the crown of your head connected with the cosmos, with all that is, the heavenly realm, the spiritual realm. And then bringing your awareness to the center of your chest. As you bring your awareness to the center of your chest, become aware that you're also aligning with your heart center. Center of your consciousness, your I am presence. Feeling very grounded and focused, letting yourself become aware of the love that you are. And as you do so, you may also be aware of some of the trials and tribulations of the day. Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed. I've had that experience just this past week, feeling overwhelmed. And all you can do is feel it, express it, and do something about it. Do something so that there's less on your plate, whether it means saying no, whether it means taking the time to plow through some things so that you can get it done, so that you can get it off your mind, out of your consciousness, and relax and be even more present in this moment. So the soles of your feet connecting with the earth, the crown of your head connecting with the sky above, and the center of your chest, your heart center, being aware of that energy in front of you and behind you, adding to the vibration of your auric field. So that was the sound of a text message coming in for me, and that, I don't know if you heard that in the background, a gong sound. And so even if you have your phone ring during this time, or if mine rings, it's away from my computer here, so you may not hear it if it does, know that even with those disruptions that may appear as a disruption that take our focus off what we were doing and our mindfulness, that instead they can be dedicated to becoming more mindful. They can be dedicated to becoming very conscious and aware. So when the gong, I purposefully made it a gong sound or a bell, so that it would help me remember, be in this present moment, and I don't need to jump and go see what that text is. Right now I'm meditating. Right now I'm preparing for meditation. And so are you. So focusing on that breath, that inhale and exhale, and being aware that you have guardian angels, guides, actually an entourage of beings around you that help you with your life, loved ones who are on the other side. So many people, places, and good energies helping you in your life, even if you can't see them or sense that they're there. So making it your intention to become conscious that they exist, first of all. And taking time now to contemplate some things that have upset you in the past couple of days, weeks, or months, because what I'd like for you to do is place it all inside a big black garbage bag. Just making believe in your mind's eye, using your imagination. Yes, I said making believe. Imagine that you're putting all of those irritations, challenges, upsets, concerns, worries, fears, doubts, jealousy, anger, frustration, and place it all inside a huge, big, cosmic black garbage bag. And I'm going to be quiet for a few moments, maybe a full minute, maybe two, while you contemplate what it is that you're going to place into the garbage bag, because we're going to be releasing it. Knowing that all that you need to put into that black garbage bag is there. Thank you to Dean Evanson, Soundings of the Planet, for his beautiful music, soundings.com. So let's go ahead and become conscious now of that black garbage bag. And I'd like for you to imagine that you're sealing it up, just like you would as if you were taking your garbage out of your home, except this is your cosmic, emotional, mental challenges in this garbage bag. And now, using your imagination as best as you can, imagine that your guides and angels, let's say Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, Uriel, and of course Archangel Michael, come and they together take this garbage bag and literally take your garbage out. They take it and they fly very, very high directly to the source, meaning God, Goddess, Creator, really all the way up to transform and transmute, lifting it away from you now, releasing it far away from your reach to be handled by God and His lovely heavenly realm assistance. And as simply and as easily as you imagined the black garbage bag in existence, now full, just as quickly and easily imagine that this black garbage bag has been taken away, been dissolved, transformed, transmuted, as you bring your awareness to your spinal column, your spinal cord. And imagine that the energy at your spinal cord is filling up with light, that energy is light, white light, filled with love and well-being. So as you fill up your spinal cord from the base of your spine to the top of your neck, breathing it up and in all the way up to the top of your neck, imagine, sense, know, and feel that all is well. As you start to really give yourself time to have no thoughts, no mind. And my voice will be quiet most of the time now, with little reminders every so often about the breath, breathing in, focusing on the breath coming in through the nose, observing the place between the inhale and the exhale, and then as you exhale, taking a longer exhalation and emptying your mind of any thoughts you see, sense, or think of something. Just observe what it is and then let your mind release it as you bring your awareness back to the center of your consciousness and your heart center and the breath. All of your attention is behind the center of your forehead and the center of your chest. You've already put the awareness on the soles of your feet and the crown of your head. The inhale and the exhale, relaxing your mind. Thinking of something, start focusing on something other than the breath, the love that you are. Perhaps you can call on some angels to come nearby and help you get grounded and focused on no mind, no thoughts. Perhaps you'll have a great idea come up. That's wonderful. Go ahead and jot it down or make mental note and then go back to the breath, the inhale and the exhale. Find it helpful to focus on the exhalation and allow it to be longer than the inhalation. Being aware of how your head is above your shoulders, the feet, your feet are connected with Mother Earth. Your shoulders are back and down and relaxed. And all of your awareness is on the breath. Thank you. place behind the center of your forehead, your heart center, and the soles of your feet connecting Mother Earth with beautiful white light roots. If you do need to think some thoughts, perhaps you have a tendency to still want to think thoughts, perhaps focus on this thought. I am so grateful for an inner sense of well-being. I am grateful for an inner sense of well-being. Breathing that in and breathing it out. Allowing the angel of well-being to come around you, to invite and invoke the angel of well-being to watch over you, to assist you in maintaining a balanced and joyful outlook on life. Joyful outlook on life. Breathing in that thought form and exhaling. Balanced and joyful outlook on life. I have an inner sense of well-being. Have angels of well-being surrounding me, supporting me in my goals and intentions. I am at peace. But all of my awareness on the people, places, and things that bring me happiness. Becoming aware of each one of your chakra centers as we put our attention there. At the base of the spine, actually from the hip bones all the way down to below the soles of your feet. And imagining the color red. Intending that as you breathe in the color red, you're realigning and rebalancing the part of you that is grounded, focused, and has the ability to magnetize financial abundance, safety and security, and all that you need to be a human being on the planet. Breathing in red energy and exhaling red energy. You bring your attention and awareness to your navel chakra, sacral, just below your belly button, and imagining a beautiful band of orange energy in front of you, behind you, all the way around you, on top of that red one. Red, orange energy. Red and orange. The orange bringing creativity, action, taking action on those great ideas, a positive thought form. Manifesting the world, the life that you really desire. knowing that the red at the root and the orange at the navel are aligned with each other as the energy moves up to the solar plexus above the belly button, in front of you and behind you, imagining, sensing, and knowing that this beautiful yellow golden light surrounding your solar plexus in front of you and behind you, all the way around you, like the sun shining brightly at your solar plexus, amplifying your self-confidence and courage, your joyfulness and enthusiasm for life and living, your ability to integrate and digest all that's going on around you with ease and grace. Breathing in yellow energy and exhaling yellow energy. Just taking a moment to contemplate that the red energy at the root, the orange at the navel, and the yellow at your solar plexus are aligned with each other, creating a strong foundation for your earth-centered activities as your energy and attention move up to your heart center. Beautiful green vibration at your heart center. Imagine a beautiful green light sparkling in front of you, beaming out beautiful rays of green light. And behind you, emerald green light, creating a beautiful ring of green energy, amplifying your ability to be loving, to have compassion and kindness, first for yourself, and then for others. I'm doing that right now, having loving kindness to yourself. Feeling the love and well-being. Breathing in green energy. And exhaling green energy. Knowing that the rainbow of light, of the red at the root, the orange at the navel, the green, the yellow at the solar plexus, and then the green at the heart center are all aligned with each other. The energy moves up to your throat. The pastel blue, very pale, light blue or turquoise at your throat center. A ring of beautiful blue light. Aligning you with the ability to speak your truth, to know your truth first, and then speak it with ease and grace and kindness. Being aware of that pastel blue light, amplifying your ability to hear clearly what others say, and that you are heard, great ease. Breathing in pastel blue, and imagining, sensing, and knowing that you can hear, sense, and feel the angels a little bit more every day, and that you use it in your daily life. The angel of communication comes to you to remind you to think thoughts like, I send and receive messages with great ease and grace. Guidance and inspiration come from my angels and other spirit guides. Every moment, I am supported by the beautiful angels of love and well-being. The energy moves up to the third eye center, connecting with that place behind the center of your forehead that we've already focused on. And now, being aware that all of your intuitive energy, all that you are in regard to that part of you that knows, sees, feels, tastes, smells, senses on an extraordinary level, is balanced and aligned with the heavenly realm, and you are able to utilize your intuitive skills easily on a daily basis in daily life. Knowing that the red at the root, the orange at the navel, the yellow at your solar plexus, the green and pink at your heart, yes, pink also at your heart, pastel blue at your throat, and now that indigo blue energy behind the center of your forehead, all of your awareness behind there as you amplify the energy and imagine a beautiful halo of white light surrounding the crown of your head. As that white light energy at the crown of your head amplifies with every breath that you take, imagine beautiful gold flecks sparkling in your energy field. And then you realize it's not just around your head as a halo, but also is around your whole entire body, from the top of your head all the way down to below the soles of your feet. You're within a cocoon of white light with golden flecks sparkling. Feel the light particle, sense the light particle, imagine. Using your imagination now. Realigning with the knowingness of this thought, I am love. All that is attractive to me and all that surrounds me is love. I am love. All that surrounds me and all that is attractive to me is love. Feeling the breath of love, that's also the name of this track that we're listening to right now. As you bring your awareness back into your body, the breath of love circulating around you, becoming conscious, wiggling your toes, wiggling your fingers, and begin to stretch a little. If you've gone deeply, take that time you need to arrive. Become conscious of sitting in the chair that you're sitting in or being present here again. And knowing that today you practiced well, I felt very, very good about everyone who's listening to this in live. And for those of you that are going to listen to this in the future, I thank you for taking the time. I thank you presently for all those that are listening in the live presentation. And now for those of you that are listening to the archives, this is Margaret Ann Lembo. I'm the author of Chakra Awakening, Now in Six Languages, The Essential Guide to Crystals, Minerals, and Stones, Color Your Life with Crystals. I'm also the author of the Angels and Gemstone Guardians cards. And soon, coming out in August, a new CD to add to my collection of 7 CDs currently available for you. An 8th one is coming out. Chakra healing, chakra balance, crystal healing, chakra balancing. I'll tell you more about it another time, but now I want you to focus on this beautiful music we're listening to. Thank you to Dean Evanson. To find out more about this CD, this is called Chakra Healing. And Dean Evanson's website is sounding.com. That's SOUNDINGS, sounding.com. And the CD is called Chakra Healing. Thank you so much for listening. May you have many blessings in your life. May your days be filled with blessings and love. And may the angels light your path.